It's sobering to admit how much everything we do does reflect the mark of our own hands, the mark of our own thoughts. In the case of artists, it's fascinating to find out what they've been thinking.
By the way, are you trypophobic? Have you heard of that term?
Ceramic artist Christopher Edwards meticulously carves fine patterns of bumps, holes, and marks all over his ceramic forms. He says people with trypophobia, or fear of holes or patterns of holes, can get disturbed.
It gives them a slightly nauseous feeling.
Edwards hypothesizes strong physical reactions like that may be related to a powerful beauty that can grab us viscerally.
There's a type of aesthetic that I call algorithmic aesthetic that has to do with how a pattern is constructed from certain components that go in some sort of a logical order.
Radial symmetry, repetition, pattern, and tessellation by which forms are wrapped with pattern. These are all abundant in nature.
What makes natural organisms so beautiful is they have this internal logic that they're trying to fulfill when they're growing. But, you know, the process of growing is filled with all sorts of complexities in interaction. So I try and get things kind of as close to perfect as I can, and that usually turns out to be just the right amount of imperfect.
Most makers aren't out there just going through the motions. The things they make reflect what they're thinking about. For example, photographer Matt Schallenberger.
My background and my education is all in literature, so I do a lot of reading while I'm taking pictures.
For his series, The Leaping Place, Schallenberger's been reading the Kumulipo.
I would take even sometimes a couple lines, and I would look for landscapes that felt like they, to me, illustrated just those couple lines.
Schallenberger says the dog-child chant about halfway through the Kumulipo proved fertile for him.
With these lines like, fear falls upon me on the mountaintop, fear of the pregnant night, awe of the passing night, awe of the night approaching, dread of the place of offering and the narrow trail.
You've seen a lot of pictures of Kilauea Iki. Schallenberger's seem different.
It's all of these lines of fear and awe and dread and this ominous feeling that I think is present in a lot of the actual Hawaiian landscape. And I think that people from Hawaii identify with this, where you're hiking in Hawaii or you'll turn a corner and see something that's actually kind of terrifying. The way the shadows close around you or the way the fog moves in.
Schallenberger's portraits of portals in the Hawaiian landscape are part of a book project, The Leaping Place, with large format photographs on view now as part of a Honolulu Museum of Art group exhibition at First Hawaiian Center. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.